Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Great morning to you. It's Tuesday, June 9th, 2015. You have tuned into Couch Conversations. This show is an outreach of Blessed and Know It Ministries, virtual ministry for virtually everybody, always available to you via our website, our Facebook page, Google Plus, Vine. We're all over social media and the World Wide Web, reminding you that your life is worth living and living loud. I'm your host, Rev J, and I am more than excited that you guys have tuned in today because we're in our countdown. That's right, we are only a couple of shows away from our 300th episode. 300 shows, all live, all online, all to help, to aid, to guide, to empower, to invoke in you your true purpose, calling, to give you the truth and knowledge about why you're here and what you need to do with this gift called life and how to get up off that couch after the show and do something positive and great, wonderful with your life. I'm your host, Rev J. So, for the past couple of shows, we've been talking about Blessed and Know It, and, you know, why? Why are we doing this? Why are we counting down to 300? Why do we have about 300 shows? And, you know, what's really driving us? What's our motivation? So in 2005, let's see what happened. Okay, 2005, we got the vision. The vision came down. And it was just like kind of laid out in front of us, like Blessed and Know It. Because a lot of people walk around and, you know, we'll do the whole church cliche thing. I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm this, I'm that, and the other. And reality is a lot of people are not dealing with the situations, are not dealing with their circumstances. They just keep repeating, you know, the cliche, hoping for a brighter day. But in actuality, once you connect your identity and plug in to your identity source, and once you do all that, you get a new identity. So it is like a born-again experience. You get a new perspective. You get a new leash on life. You get that freshness that's designed for you as an individual to have, because, again, life happens, and it comes at you really fast. And what you need to do is you need to be ready and armed to handle it, because you've got purpose on the inside of you, and you've got dreams on the inside of you, you've got goals on the inside of you, and all of these things have to be achieved, but they will not be achieved unless you're willing to go after them, come what may, unless you're willing to fight to defend them, come what may, unless you're in a position to say, hey, I'm not going to settle for this. I'm not going to just deal with this. I'm going to go ahead and walk in my purpose. And a lot of times we fuel the wrong stuff. We will fuel fear, boy, before we walk it out in faith. We will fuel what the haters and the negative people say and the negativity of life, and we'll fuel reality TV over fueling a school book or an education series or a free webinar that will help frame our mindset and have us thinking just a little bit different about where we're going in life. And so once we help get that in the focus, like, wait, you are not what they said about you. You do not have to sit in this box that was created to hold you. You are greater than that. So for those of us who say, hey, we believe in God, and God says X, Y, Z about you, or he says you are the head and not the tail, you are above and not believe, you are free, and whom the Son sets free is free indeed. If he says all of that about you, what is your part of that? There's still work and responsibility that you have. So, yes, one of the first things you need to do is the affirmations, but you need to start to believe it. You need to start to take it in. You need to start to say, wait a minute, what's really going on in life? So if God is for me, who can really be against me? And then we need to start looking at our lives where things are coming up against us and realizing that they are just false, this false evidence appearing real. They're not even as big as the God that you claim that you serve. They're not as big as the universe. They're not as big as creation. It's kind of like the conversation that God had with Job. He's like, where were you when I put the stars in the sky? Where were you when I was doing all this stuff in creation? Oh, okay. And that's the same thing we can tell our enemies. Where were you when I was walking across that stage? Oh, that's right, you were behind me. And where were you when I got my first office? Oh, that's right, you were my footstool. So you have to be willing to accept the fact that you can turn situations around with your words and your actions, with your mindsets and your beliefs. You have the power to create based upon what you are saying, and you're not going to say anything more than what you are seeing. You're not going to see anything more than what you are saying. So if you want a higher perspective or a better perspective or another way to look at it, you've got to climb up out of the situation you're in. You have to put in the legwork. You have to put in the arm work. You have to put in the night to study. You have to put in the dedication to be surrounded by something different, because if you want something different, you're going to have to do something different. And if you're going to do something different, it's so you can become someone different. You don't have to be just Joe Smo on the street, although that's what we'll know you by. But they'll know you by your new name, based upon your new action, based upon your new belief system. And so in 2005, when we got the vision, okay, it was really the identity ministry, because we wanted to connect people with who they were meant to be, or at least, you know, rip off the layers of bondage that people had being who everyone else wanted them to be. And so once you connect your identity to your reality changes, because you are more than what you're going through. You are more than your circumstance. You are more than your situation. You have infinite resources available to you, but you got to, one, know how to use them for your advantage, and two, you got to be comfortable and familiar with them. And the only way to get comfortable and familiar is trial and error, practice, 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 and more practice. Recently, okay, a couple months ago, we got a new television in the house. And I'm the type of person, if I get something, I like to read the directions to go with it. But you know what? It's a TV. Pretty simple. You know how to work it. We've had TVs before. It's not rocket science. You plug it in, you turn it on, you work the remote control, you're good. Well, this particular TV didn't have any buttons on the side. And so one day the remote got lost, as remotes do. And people are like, oh, my gosh, we can't turn on the TV. So, of course, that's a national crisis, of course. And so I was like, well, how do you turn TV? How do you turn TV? I had not had the opportunity to look at the book yet. But when I did get the book, I understood. Oh, okay. It's not hidden, but it is. Like, the button's underneath the TV. And then it's like a toggle button, and so you have to push it, and then you have to rotate it to get it to do the functions. So other people in the house are like, oh my gosh, the world is ending, we can't find a remote, can't get the TV to work, can't change the channel, can't turn the TV on, this is ridiculous, what's really going on? Whereas I was calm about the situation because I had read the directions. Those of you or us who are on one course of study, let's just call it Bible study, that's you reading the directions. If you want to be all that you've been called to be, you need to read the directions. Is the Bible the only book of directions? No, but it is a great, great launching pad. It is a great eye-opener. It is a great shaper and molder. And once you read the directions, you'll find the hidden buttons, and you'll be able to move through situations that other people are stuck at because they don't have the remote control. And then not only does the remote control appear later, but now you don't need it because you know another way of doing things. And as it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. If you don't know how prayer works or will work for you, then you can't really get the concept of affirmations. Or if you don't know how affirmations work, then you can't really get the concept of prayer. See how they both can work together for your benefit, because what you say has the ability to create what you see. So if you're saying your affirmations like, I am smarter, I am wiser, I do have strength and courage and wisdom, I am whole, if you're saying those things, then what's your body going to do? React. What's nature going to do? React. Those of us who choose to believe in Jesus, I think it's a great choice, by the way, those of us who choose to believe in Jesus, we know there's a story where he's out in the ocean and he's asleep at the bottom of the boat. Storm comes up. The disciples wake him up from the bottom of the boat. It's like, don't you care that we're about to perish? And he was like, oh, ye of little faith. He comes up, top of the boat, looks at the wind, looked at the waves, told the winds and the waves to cease. And what happened? Nature obeyed. Why? Because he walked in his authority. Oh, those of you who say that's not a realistic story. Sure, fine, not realistic. How do you want to take it? All right, so the story means what? What can you get from the story? The story means that your words had the power to create. Genesis, how was the world created? With words. in the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was with God. So it was in the beginning. Oh, on the first day, what did God do? God spoke, he created, it was good. God spoke, he created, it was good. Second day, God spoke, he created, it was good. Third day, God spoke, he created, it was good. Fourth day, God spoke, he created, it was good. Fifth day, God spoke, it was created, it was good. Sixth day, God, he created, it was good. Seventh day, we're going to chill. Now, when you create a whole universe in 6 days, you got to earn the right to chill on that seventh day. A lot of people want to not create stuff and still be chilling. No, that's not cool. If you've got the power to create, to build, to manifest, to make it happen in your life and the lives of others, to make the world better globally, locally, on a community level, do it. Speak it, then walk it out. And make sure when you're done, you can look back and say, huh, it is good. Come when may, it is good. Stars in the sky, it's good. Sun over there, it's good. Earth rotating, revolving, spiraling, whatever belief system you have, it is good. What things have you created lately with your mouth, with your words and with your actions, that you can look back on and say, it is good? And if you're not at that point yet, that point is so close to you. But you've got to reach out and grab it. You've got to control it. You are in control. At the end and the beginning of the day, the power to create your life or recreate your life or to have a real rebirth in your life starts with you. When you decide, I'm going to be conscious enough to watch my mouth, to watch my words, to watch who I'm around, because I can't just throw words out there willy-nilly, because what I throw out there, I expect a return on that. When you go to a bank and you open up particular accounts, IRA, or things of that nature, you expect a return on investment. When you speak, you need to expect a return on investment. And if you're speaking stuff and you're getting something different than what you're speaking, do you have faith in what you're speaking? Have you really, has your level of faith met up with the words that you're speaking? Because you have to believe that. I love, to a point, going to hear people who have more knowledge of me. Not of me, but who have more knowledge than me. So you've got a couple of accreditations under your belt, you got a couple of degrees, you could be Dr. So-and-so, or you could be a leading expert in this field. I love that. Why? Because that expands my mental, and then it helps me to want to go higher, to learn more, to do more, for a couple of reasons. I need to verify, one, that you're correct, and two, I need to grow as an individual. So I'm going to surround myself with people like that. Now, a particular set of people that I don't like to hang around with, but I understand that sometimes they're needful to help point me in the right direction, are those in the medical profession. And so I appreciate the knowledge and the skills that they bring to the table. Do I always accept everything they have to say? No, because at the end of the day, this is my life, my body, I have a purpose and a design, and I need to be able to function fully. And so if you could point me in the right direction, okay, you need these vitamins, you need to start eating this way, you need this type of exercise program so it will maximize, you know, your lung capacity so that you can breathe, so you can talk, so you can sing, so you can speak. Okay, cool, that's fine. But what I will not do is I will not accept negative diagnosis of chronic stuff. You can't label me that way and then think that I'm going to just roll over and accept it, have the woe is me, the pity party. No. I don't have to accept any of that chronic stuff that you're trying to place upon me. Now, if you would like to help guide me and come along this wellness journey with me, that's fine. And if you're not going to be part of that team, I'm sorry, I need a second opinion. After the second opinion, if y'all are pretty much saying the same thing, all right, cool, give me 6 months to change what I'm doing or readjust what I'm doing or realign what I'm doing and watch what happens. Because once you point me in the right direction, it's up to me to choose to go there. So doctors have said before, previously, oh, you have this, you have that, and the other. Okay, fine. Well, if you don't do this, that, and the other, it's going to lead to something chronic. All right, cool. That's what I need to do. Those are the words you spoke based upon the knowledge you have. So now I can take this knowledge and I can choose based upon my identity, who I am, based upon my purpose, what I'm created to do, based upon my lifestyle choices, what I'm willing to do. Okay. 6 months later, this is where I am. I'm in a better place because I made the choice to make it necessary. at the end and the beginning of the day. Just like when you go to college, you have college advisors. Okay, if you want this degree, these are the courses you need to take. If you want to go to this school, financial advisors, this is how much it's going to cost. This is what you need to do to get that. You need to be working on campus. You need to be working off campus. Whatever you got to do to come up with this amount of money, or this is the amount of loan that you have to take out. There are people who can and will guide you, and I gladly, gladly accept that type of assistance. What I will not accept is the negative stuff. You're not going to graduate on time. You're not going to... Okay, so what do I need to do to graduate on time? You need to do X, Y, and Z. And usually the adjustments that we need to make in our life to stay on course or to stay the course are really point blank, period, black and white choices. X, Y, Z, W square. Cool. Let me go do that. And oftentimes when we get off course in life, and we end up in those pity parties, and we got the dark cloud around us, and it's always raining on us, and we end up looking like Linus off of Charlie Brown, it's because we've chosen to go off course. We've chosen not to do X, Y, and Z. We've chosen not to make the corrections we need. We're just going through the motions. And once you know your identity and who you are, and you've studied your purpose, and you start walking that out, yes, the obstacles come, but you have a clearer picture for the life that's ahead of you, because you're creating it with your words, you're creating it with your actions, you're creating it with your dreams, and you're willing to pay the price of sleepless nights, you're willing to pay the price of the financial obligations, you're willing to pay the price of the courses, the classes that you have to take so that you can be the best version of you. Because what you need to realize, all of us, is that we are created here for a reason. And this gift called life is for a reason, and it is just that. It is a gift. There are plenty of people in the cemetery who would love to trade places with you because they want that gift back. Man, if I just had one more chance. There are plenty of people in the ICU who would love to be where you are right now. There are plenty of people stretched out in the morgue who would love another opportunity, just one more day, to get it right, to get better, to do more with their lives. There are people who will trade places with you in a heartbeat, but you have to say, wait, before it gets to that point, what am I going to put on the line? What am I willing to sacrifice or invest? What am I, as the individual, willing to do for me, myself, and my situation, my family, my legacy? What am I willing to sacrifice and give? Oh, and then you need to make that commitment. Ooh, she said the C word. Oh, and in this age of generation where people have new commitments every day. Well, this week I'm this, and hey, team that, and then I'm going to be this. And they switch up. Commitment's not such a highly regarded word, but you've got to make the commitment to you. Because if you're not going to commit to you, if you're not going to commit to your dream, and you're not going to commit to your vision, the people can see through that like glass, and they're not going to commit either. And you don't have to worry or wonder why you have the turnaround or the turnover that you have in your situation in your life. It's because your level of commitment isn't there. And if your level of commitment is there and you still have that high turnover, something else is going on, and that's the time for introspection. And that's the other premise that Blessed and Noah is based upon, introspection. Not always looking out, but looking in, looking on, looking forward. Wow. Okay, I need to improve here, because before you can point fingers at other people, there always should come a time when you are willing to look at yourself, look at your attitudes, your characteristics, your behaviors, and when you raise your level of expectation for yourself first and then for others, people will follow suit. Things will change and shift around you, and it may not be comfortable, and it may not be the way you thought it would be, but it's the way that you need it to be so that you can be propelled, so that you can go forward, so that you can be fruitful and multiply in your season, in your time, in your purpose, so that you can be fulfilled in this gift called life. It's not, oh, gosh, it's so terrible when people walk around, I don't know my purpose, I don't know why I'm here, I don't know my calling, I don't know what to believe. Well, first, you got to believe in you, and you've got to get to know you. And as you grow in that, and as you accept who you are, because there has to be some sort of acceptance, and it has to be some sort of forgiveness. Okay, you didn't cross every I. Okay, you didn't dot every T. Okay, you didn't do all this other stuff that you keep playing in your head at night. Okay, you didn't do that, but what did you do? What are you doing, and what are you willing to do? All right, let's start there. Let's move forward. Because if you continue to hold your own stuff over your own head, you're not going to go anywhere. And people read that. They're like, oh, I can't invest in them. They don't even believe in themselves. Look how they act. Look how they look. Look how they dress. And it's not the judgment of how, of, you know, the level of clothes, the Goodwill clothes or whatever type of clothes you're in. It's the level of how you present yourself. Because if you present yourself in such a way, you could be in a trash bag. And at the end of the day, people are like, I heard what she said over I saw what she wore. You see what I'm saying? Like, I see what she wears. Okay, I don't know what she was thinking. But did you hear what she said? Did you hear that message that came from her? Oh, my gosh, how she turned her mess into a message. Oh, my goodness, how she was motivated by her belief system, how she was motivated by her life choices. All that stuff is important, and it's relative, and it's so impactful if you allow it to be impactful. If you don't allow it to be impactful, you're just another ho-hum, you're just another neighbor, you're just another person. But when you allow your story to transform you and turn it into a testimony or turn it into something greater than the situation you're currently in, you have really served out a purpose in life. You are really on the right track. And that's what we want. That's what we want. We want you to know that your life is worth living and living out loud. And we don't want it to just be like something we say or a cliche. We want you to start walking that thing out because you are better than your situation. You are better than your past. You are better than all the negative stuff that they've ever said about you. But if you ever take that negative stuff and turn it upside down and learn to stand on it and rest on it and rise above it, you will find out for yourself, she's right. Oh, my gosh, I have been transformed. Oh, my goodness, I am like what God said I could be. I am what Jesus said I am. I do have that power. I can do greater than what I've been doing. I can give more than what I've been giving. I am free mentally, physically, and spiritually. Oh, my gosh, my body is worth preserving. Let me put some good stuff inside of it. I can do all things through Christ. I can be the head and not the tail. I know that if he began a good work in me, that he is faithful to complete it, but there's a part that I have to do. I know that there is no condemnation now for those who are in Christ Jesus, but I've got to get in there in order for the condemnation not to come upon me. Oh my gosh, I am free. I have the freedom of forgiveness. I can forgive those who despitefully used me because they were unaware of what they were doing, because if they knew who I was at the time, then they would have known better than to mess with me. But they didn't know because I wasn't showing them. I wasn't displaying them. You're right. I do not have to have a spirit of fear. I have a spirit of power. I have a spirit of love. I have a sound mind. Oh, my gosh, these light and momentary afflictions are achieving for me an eternal glory that far outweighs what I'm going through. Yes, he is able to do exceeding abundantly, more than I can ask, think, or imagine, according to his power that is at work within me. Yes, if God is for me, then who? Who can be against me? And you've got to get yourself happy. You've got to cheerlead yourself. And you've got to have those go-to scriptures and go-to songs and go-to lectures and go-to quotes and go-to motivations. You've got to start surrounding yourself with higher if you're trying to go higher. But if you just want some more of the same, you know, keep doing what you're doing. If that's really working for you and you've achieved the status that you want in life, obviously you found what works. But for those of us who long for more, who want more, who desire more, those of us who are willing to seek more, we've got to do more. So if you're saying 5 affirmations a day, step it up to 7. If you're saying 7, step it up to 10. Just keep adding and keep growing. If you're taking this webinar, take another one. If you're taking this or if you listen to a podcast, listen to 2. Because the thing is, about time, we get the same 24 hours, and it makes no sense for your neighbor down the road to get further than you, and you guys are at the same starting mark. But we're not comparing ourselves to other people. You're right. But what happens is, if you don't get to where you need to be, you're going to be beating yourself up about it. And then you might get some resentment because Jane down the street got the very thing that you wanted. But we don't know the hours or nights or whatever she put in to get what she got. So we can't really hate on her if we're not doing what we need to do. You see what I'm saying? What you need to do will set your life ablaze. You'll be in a different place, but you've got to get there. You've got to decide, I am worth it. Put your foot down. Draw the line in the sand. I've had enough. My shoes are too tight. I don't want to stay in this situation any longer. What do I need to do? Let me look inward Let me look upward, and then let me look outward. Let me look in at myself. Okay, these are the areas I need to correct. I don't ever have any energy, but I'm always eating junk food. Kind of goes hand in hand. Okay, I can't get enough sleep at night, but you've had the same mattress since 1842. See, these are little lifestyle changes along the way that once you know who you are, you know that you deserve a better mattress. At the very least, you deserve a better mattress. And then after we upgrade the mattress, we can upgrade the mindset. Because now you're getting more sleep and you're able to receive the very things that have been planted in you or sown towards you or been given out for you because you're worth it. You're worth every investment. Every single show that we have done is with you in mind. But you don't know me. You're absolutely right. But I know my story, and I know what I would have wanted someone to say to me to help get me beyond where I was. I know that my life, I didn't always think my life was worth living. I know that my choices that I made, I thought that I was grown or I thought I had some sort of sense about myself. But the reality is, once you start to go higher and grow up, mature in and of yourself and do that introspection, you find out that there's so much more out there. Expand beyond your comfort zone and watch what happens. Think higher than every generation before you. Stop depending on systems where you can start depending on your gifts and talents to make room for you. Stop depending on other people when you need to start depending on yourself, when you need to start depending upon a higher source. Oh, so, okay, help me make the connection. The connection is this. You were created to be dynamic. If you continue to hide your talents, your gifts, you will never be what you were called to be, and you'll end up being a grumpy old person in a nursing home, on a hospital bed, or in a cemetery. You have a dash between your birth date and your death date. Turn that dash into an exclamation point and live life. Experience some stuff. Challenge yourself. Go and do something different this week that you didn't know that you could do. Did you know you could fly in a plane? Go fly in a plane. Did you know that you could take classes and re-enroll in school? Go enroll in school. Did you know that you could start your own business and run your own business? Okay, go take business management classes, business ethics classes, financial management classes. Do what you have to do so that you can be a better version of yourself. Commit to you. Stop doing the same thing and expecting different results because it's not going to happen until you decide to make it happen. It's not going to happen because I say it. It's not going to happen because you just listened to some powerful tapes. It's going to happen when you say it, when you see it spiritually, when you see it manifest in the natural. And then when you start working towards it, that's when it's going to happen. Well, when will I know I'm on the right track? When all sorts of oppositions come out of nowhere. But what? If I'm on the right track, shouldn't it be smooth sailing? No. No, it's not going to be smooth sailing. No, it's not going to be easy. And all of a sudden, the bottom is literally going to fall out. You're like, I have no support. I have no system. This is terrible. And you'll be tempted. You will be tempted to go back to what is familiar. But I challenge you to leave the familiar alone and step out into something new and different and watch what happens and wait for it to happen and expect it to happen and hold steady and hold fast and stay the course because this is a race. And it's not given to the swift, but it's given to those who endure. There will be times we have to endure hardship and trouble and persecution and hesitation. And people don't believe you because your testimony doesn't line up with how you're living and what they're seeing. And what you're seeing is two different things. And then you feel like you got to defend your faith and defend your calling. All these things will come. And they're just a sign that you're on the right track and that you are starting to really live your life out loud. And when you're living life at the loudest and there's a bunch of exclamation points around you, go higher. What? When you've given all that you can give, take a breath and give some more. When you've done all that you can do, find something on the inside of you to push you to do a little bit more because your pain is temporary. Just saying. Well, this has been another great episode of Couch Conversations. I'm excited that you guys tuned in. I hope you got every pearl of wisdom that was dropped for you. I'm your host, Rev J. Tune in next Thursday at 7 a.m. Eastern, where we'll be live again, counting down to our 300th episode. so excited. Y'all have a great, terrific Tuesday. I'll talk to you on Thankful Thursday, and we'll just keep this thing moving as we live out loud. Y'all have a good week. As always, may the God of peace rest, rule, and abide with you now, henceforth, and forevermore. Talk to you on Thursday. Check us out on Facebook. Bye-bye.